Oz House Speaker, Radicalized Sex Ed Grooming Children to be Sexualized. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 26, 2019. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers, R. continued his attack over the past week on state comprehensive sex ed standards that he says sexualize children and place them at high risk. Bowers said he viewed materials that are part of proposed comprehensive sex ed, CSE, curricula that are grooming children to be sexualized, reported Tucson.com. According to the report, Bowers said that materials he saw in the presentation put on at a Gilbert Charter School by Family Watch International have drawings of people engaged in sex acts. The speaker called the materials a complete change in how sex education has been taught for 40 years. "I don't need to sexualize children and tell them how to masturbate," the State House speaker said. "It's way beyond where we need to be." Bowers also accused Democrat Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman of being a radical. Hoffman promoted the changes in the sex ed curriculum, but was unsuccessful in her attempt to have the State Board of Education change the state standards for sex education in Arizona at this time. According to Tucson.com, Hoffman asked the State Board to review changes in sex education policies. Subsequently, the board repealed a requirement that sex ed classes in Arizona promote honor and respect for monogamous heterosexual marriage. Hoffman then asked the board to consider a change proposed by Democrat State Senator Martin Quezada that would remove language currently banning the teaching of abnormal, deviant or unusual sex acts and practices. After significant opposition to the latter change, state board members dropped the proposal. AZ Central reported. The proposed changes were developed with a group of stakeholders including LGBT groups such as GLSEN, teachers, school board members and other individuals, Quezada wrote in a text message. Quezada wrote in a letter to Hoffman, "We can and should go further." So, he wrote, he convened stakeholders to recommend more changes. "When Kathy Hoffman promotes this, I don't have any question it's about radicalizing children and their sexuality," he asserted. In response, Hoffman called the speaker's comments abhorrent and reprehensible, and without any basis in reality. She accused Bowers of amplifying conspiracy theories being pushed by known hate groups. The pro-family organization has been named a hate group by the disgraced Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, that was recently accused of racism, corruption, and sexual harassment by a group of its employees, as reported by the New York Times in March. Child Protection League Action in Minnesota also recently led a rally against CSE state standards. Bowers referred to a book titled It's Perfectly Normal that was discussed during the forum. The illustrated book, which is recommended by Planned Parenthood and intended for fourth graders, describes sexual intercourse as having sex that can involve the penis and the vagina, or the mouth and the genitals, or the penis and the anus. Planned Parenthood boasted nearly 4 years ago the group is now working with LGBT activist groups to call for LGBTQ-inclusive sex ed. According to Oz Mirror, Bowers said Planned Parenthood has created the business plan of hell by developing and overseeing comprehensive sex education programs in public schools that ultimately lead to high-risk sexual behaviors and pregnancy, both of which land students back at Planned Parenthood for STI treatments and abortions. The speaker said this cycle simply helps Planned Parenthood's bottom line. Taylor Tucker, spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood Arizona, responded to Bowers, "Arizonans are tired of hearing this kind of rhetoric. U.S. parents involved in education, USPE, a national organization devoted to the return of local control of education, says in a statement that CSE is a blatant intrusion into a traditional family domain and a dangerous assault on the health and innocence of children. We urgently encourage parents to retake control of their children's sex education," the group asserts, adding the type of CSE programs that are mandated by some states are rights-based approaches that are politically influenced. They entail a great deal more than just teaching children and youth about anatomy and physiology, sexual intercourse, and human reproduction, USPE warns. Bowers said local school boards decide on sex ed curricula for their students. Arizona requires that parents opt into the program. Bowers added, however, that some school districts are not providing sufficient information for parents about the nature of their sex ed programs.